Good evening. I see people are coming on. I see people's names showing up on the screen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. I'm well. How are you? Good. Good. So I'm just going to go in and tell you what I am planning on doing this evening. I'm going to do another deep relaxation session. It'll be the third and last one of this series of three that are examining love and the things that we find in our subconscious mind that make it harder to love ourselves, the self-defeating things we say and do, and how these sessions may have helped you to understand where those came from and offer you some ways to stop it and begin to reprogram your relationship with yourself in a positive way, bringing love and compassion and just kindness to ourselves. Anytime we can become aware that we're being harsh or we hear that internal critic going off, we can remember to say, this is just an energy of criticism. I learned this harshness when I was very young and dependent on others, and that's not who I am anymore. I'm independent. I'm an adult. I have so much more knowledge and so much more skill and awareness, and I can choose what I'm going to focus on and choose to focus on being kind and loving to ourselves. So I'm going to start now with another and the last one in this series. Deep relaxation session. So I encourage you to find a really comfortable position. If you want to be sitting up, fine, but let yourself be supported by the back of your chair, the sides of your chair. If you'd like to lie down, that's wonderful and very conducive to actually letting the body just give into a deep relaxation and letting it be supported by the couch or the chair or the recliner. So this session, again, is deep relaxation, guided relaxation, and basically it's a celebration of you, a celebration of me as love and as lovable. So, get yourself in a comfortable position and begin to focus your attention on your breath. And take a few breaths with me. We'll bring ourselves into a coherent group, virtual group. But breathing together always deepens an experience. A group consciousness is very powerful. So inhaling, holding for a moment, and exhaling. Inhaling, hold, and exhale. And with this last group breath, you may exhale as forcefully or as loudly or as softly as feels right to you. So let's inhale, hold, and exhale. And on your own, take a conscious breath in, and with the exhale, just give your body permission to release tension and tightness in your exhale. And I'd like you to focus on your feet, becoming aware of what's going on with the soles of your feet, your toes, the tops of your feet, and being aware that your feet are connected to your body and the sensations of the world around you. If they're flat on the floor, you're connected to the floor. If you're lying down, they're connected to the couch. But for most of the waking day, our feet are a connection within us to all that's going on inside the body, and also a physical connection to the world around us. And give your nervous system permission to just let go, to move into a relaxed state. Consciously feeling your muscles start to release and allow yourself to be held by the chair or the couch. And feel the sense of relaxation as it moves through your body. Giving your brain permission to relax. Your heart relaxing. You may even feel your heartbeat as you focus more and more on relaxing your body. And in your mind's eye, your imagination, allow yourself to see 7 steps that go down within you, taking you deeper and deeper with each step to your interior, to different earlier stages in your life, to different memories. And these images of the steps help us to let go and move deeper and deeper within ourselves. On step 7, allow yourself to feel and be aware of any sounds coming to you in memory as you review bits and pieces of your past, or now as you're moving into this deep relaxation in the present. And stepping down to step 6, you're going deeper and deeper within yourself, within your history. Step 5 brings an even deeper relaxation, more letting go, more ease, more awareness of your body in a deeply relaxed state. Stepping down to step 4, instruct your muscles to relax even further. And as you focus on the in and out of your breath, you realize that this allows you to relax even more. Step 3, your heartbeat carries you even deeper within yourself, within your history. And step two, you drift down deeper and deeper. And finally, on the last step, step one, you go even deeper, floating down to review your childhood. It's in the past, so we don't relive, but we view it from our place of maturity, independence, our adulthood. And we look at the past, whatever comes to us, images, sounds, remembrances of events or words or feelings that we had, to learn, to be able to understand more of this internal chatter, the internal critic that can be so harsh within us. Where did it come from? Because that helps us to deprogram those messages and program ourselves, create brain networks that support us in living a vibrant, loving existence. Being open to the experiences that arise within us. This session is designed to continue to dissolve the childhood energies from when we were so dependent and took in whatever was said to or about us with no awareness of whether it was factual, accurate, or helpful. When we understand this and become aware of this internal dialogue, we have the experience that we can free ourselves from this bondage to other people's opinions of us, who we are or can be in this world. As an adult, you are a free person, knowing love, knowing the love you were born into. In this freedom, we can know ourselves as precious. We can know our essential nature as so good, lovable. And we become able to give love and receive love. And as we do this, as we practice this consciously, the old notions built on lower frequencies of judgment or neediness, insecurity, unworthiness, can be transmuted to the higher frequencies of love and caring and kindness. We can get in touch with the love that we find within ourselves has always been there. There is a truth that has always been, and that is, you are lovable. There is a truth that will always be, and that is, you are lovable. And there is a truth in this moment that you are lovable. You carry lovability as an energy and an attribute. When you are born, you are lovable. When you are born, you knew that you were perfect inside. In the womb, everything was given effortlessly, and we knew we were deserving and lovable. And at our birth, we carried that knowledge with us. And it wasn't until we started to be influenced by the world around us in our dependency with the adults around us that we moved further and further away and eventually forgot this lovable nature that is at our core. Your heart has always been, is now, and always will be filled with love. You are in love with the beautiful being that is you. You honor who you are. You praise who you are. You welcome and accept you in the warm embrace of love. You as a gift to this planet in your lovability, a magnet of love, both drawing love to you and giving love to those around you. Who you are is beautifully unique and wonderful. Welcome this trust in yourself. Welcome the belief in yourself. The belief that you are so lovable and caring. That you have a loving heart. That you are a loving being. You, as well as others, are so lovable, so worthy of receiving love. Love is all around you. Love is available to you at all times. Loving relationships are available to you because you are so capable of loving. Relationships are not perfect because no relationship in this physical world is perfect, and no relationship needs to be perfect on this plane. Just loving. Loving relationships are enough. Their fullness, their support of ourselves and each other is what we want and what we need. You are a manifestation of love, and you nurture that love through your feelings. You can create new ways of living in loving relationships as a conscious, aware, adult human being. Deep in your core, you know you are lovable and that others are lovable too. We are lovable to each other. We can grow in this love. We can allow love to shine and spread all around us. You are reprogramming yourself as a free, aware adult with the choice to love yourself and to love others. You can allow love to take over your whole being in this adult life, because love is an unstoppable energy from Source. We were born connected to this love, and with awareness, we can bring this love energy into all of who we are and all of what we do. Love for yourself, love for others. We begin by being in the womb, and we know abundance. We know we were cared for in all ways. We were born knowing that we were perfect within, on the inside. As we grew, the environment and people programmed us to be insecure and to doubt our worth and lovableness. And we accepted this because we were dependent on the power figures around us. Now, as an adult, we can see how this self-doubt, insecurity, unworthiness came to be a part of how we see ourselves in the world. But with education, with awareness of our own inner world of thoughts, we can reprogram our brain and our nervous system and our cells back to the security we knew in utero and at our birth. And so, taking a few moments to simply breathe as love, breathing the life force into our bodies, which is love, and exhaling our intentions to send love into the world around us. Finding a way to feel comfortable to complete this deep relaxation session, this encounter with the energy of love within ourselves that's always been there. Our hearts were filled with love at birth. They can be completely filled with love now, and they will always be capable of love. With this knowledge, with this knowing, let yourself just breathe a little deeper and bring yourselves back up, fully aware of your body. Feeling your surroundings around you, the sounds, the light, the temperature on your skin. When you're ready, open your eyes. Unmute yourselves. And let's join together as a group and talk about this journey that we've had for 3 weeks with deep, deep relaxation. Traveling back through memories of our childhood and sharing perhaps some of the things we've learned that have been helpful for us here and now as the lovable beings that we are. So I invite you to unmute, to share. Share thoughts, share experiences, ask questions, because it will help everybody to deepen their understanding of what I've been talking about these past 3 weeks.